Hi, welcome to the award-winning Gutter. I'm still in Portugal, but we're here on Zoom, and we're here. Well, we're in various parts of the universe. I'm on Zoom. Neil Atkinson's here. Jacko's here, and Adam Media was here. I think he's still with us, Adam.
I'm still here. You just can't see me.
Neil's on Zoom. The magic of Zoom, I can see you just as a void, but you know, your voice is with us. Right, come on, let's get to business. Let's not be silly. New and old names this week. Actually, mainly old names. One of which haven't spoken about for a good while is the left-sided centre-back of Sporting Lisbon. We spoke about him a lot when we were linked to Ruben Amorim. It's a Nacio, of course. He plays left of a three, I think, primarily in Portugal. CM Jornal in Portugal say Liverpool are expected to make an offer for the 22-year-old Gonçalo Inácio in the coming days. Sporting initially wanted his full £50 million release clause, but are now willing to consider bids of £38 million. Liverpool expects to make a first bid of £25 million to test the waters. Well, a lot of information there, Adam. Do you expect Liverpool to make a first bid of £25 million to test the waters?
I think it's clear that, despite maybe what we thought our first sort of orders of business or the orders that we were going to be doing things, it seems from the briefings and the players that are not coming to us but going elsewhere that we are looking for defenders first and foremost, and so that in itself is pretty interesting. I suppose after the initial the Gordon flutter, which was probably the timing of that was more to do with Newcastle rather than anything to do with us. What I'm saying, I suppose, is that all we can really do is try and read the vibes, because we're in such a new place. Everything about the club, apart from the players, it seems, is kind of new, and so we're in a sense trying to guess from what we know, what direction we're trying to move in. So this one, along with the kind of the Yarrow thing, points to the fact that this is what Hughes and Slot have prioritised. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the things that sound likely about it are the fact that we already know that we like him.
He's good.
And this sort of brief, there's a bit of a cut price thing going on. So if we're thinking 50 million, 50 mil was a bit rich for our blood, then 38 might be more along the lines of what we're thinking. You only really hear headline figures, don't you, in terms of transfers, but you know, he's not that old, so you wouldn't think he'd be, unless there's some sort of madness going on like there was with the Yarrow thing, you wouldn't think he'd be breaking our wage structure